The 1st of July saw MPs take to the lobbies at Westminster to vote on the Labour government's proposed changes to welfare. A great concern for many charities and MPs alike was proposed changes to personal independence payment and universal credit. Now, RNIB has been a major charity involved in campaigning against these changes, and to talk more about those, the vote and the next steps, we have with us Sophie Dudgeon, who is the head of campaigns and public affairs. Sophie, thank you very much for joining us. It was a late vote last night, but just remind us of the worries that charities had around those particular payments.
Hello, Alan. So the concern we had was the major change to the qualification criteria for obtaining the daily living component of personal independence payment, as well as some changes to the health element of universal credit. And what we saw in the last few weeks was a series of U-turns, which continued well into the debate yesterday. So what we initially saw was an offer of concession of having 13 weeks for people to transition off personal independence payment if they're no longer qualified in future. Then we had a few more changes coming through last Friday and Monday. And then actually during the debate yesterday, because the government was so concerned about losing that vote, it was actually announced that all the changes to personal independence payment were going to be taken out of that bill just to get that bill through. So now we're left with a situation where there's a promised a review of the PIP assessment process led by Sir Stephen Timms, who is the Minister for Disability and Social Security. And that review is going to be fully co-produced with disabled people and disability charities as well.
A huge worry about this because, you know, for many people with disabilities, you know, personal independence, it helps with the extra costs of having a disability as well. And also, just to make it clear as well, this is also a payment that's paid for people when they're in work. So it's really just to help with those extra costs. And as you say, that concern about the health element of universal credit, people must have been very worried because there was a possibility of a substantial loss of income here.
There really was. So although they were saying that many people would still qualify for it under tighter conditionality, tighter rules, what they were saying was that people would have to start meeting a four-point threshold in part of that daily living component assessment. And we knew from our experience, RNIB's experience of supporting people through our legal rights service and our sight loss advice service, we knew that lots of people just don't score that unless they've got the help of professionals to make sure that they're making that application as clearly as possible. So we were really concerned that a lot of people could be losing out, and we were very concerned going into the debate yesterday that although the idea was that there wouldn't be changes until November 2026, that those changes would still come in then, and then you'd have a two-tier system. So people before November 2026 who received PIP, they'd be protected, but people applying for PIP after November 2026, they would be subject to different rules. And that's what's changed over by the end of the debate yesterday, was that they have taken away those plans. It's sort of all wide open again. They're back to a blank sheet about how they are going to reform their welfare policy in terms of personal independence payment.
Now, this could have been, well, without those U-turns or those concessions, shall we say, this could have been an embarrassment for the government because there were, I think, just over maybe 120 MPs going to rebel against this. The concessions seem to have worked because this part, anyway, went through successfully.
I mean, it was humiliating for the government. That's the reality from a political perspective. And we know that people's campaigning was so important to this. So more than 2,400 people used RNIB's e-action to contact their MP. We know that reached more than 93% of MPs in the House of Commons. MPs were hearing from all different types of charities. And we were one of more than 80 charities who were part of a statement at the end of Monday calling for the bill to be dropped altogether. So there's been a vast amount of campaigning. And many MPs who stood up and spoke in the House of Commons yesterday, they were sharing some really heartrending stories from constituents, really bringing it to life about the actual impact on people's lives. And as you say, making it really clear, personal independence payment is not a payment for people who are out of work. It's a payment to cover the extra costs of disability, whether or not you're in work. And that has got really quite mixed up in some of the messaging we've had from government in the last few months.
Indeed, and a big thank you to listeners as well and everyone who got involved in that vote. It really does show, you know, when charities and, you know, the people come together, they can make a big difference. They can make an impact, especially on something like this. So the vote went through yesterday, but I suppose this is by no means the end of it. As you said, Sophie, what are the next steps?
So next Wednesday, it's timetabled that all the remaining parts of that bill will progress through the House of Commons at great speed. So this is one of the criticisms as well that charities and MPs were making yesterday. This has all happened in such a rush. It's a universal credit and personal independence payment bill. They've actually taken out all the personal independence payment elements of that bill, so it's a hollow bill now, but the elements that are remaining in it, which will still see some cuts to the health element of universal credit in future from November 2026, the bits that are left will be accelerated through the House of Commons next Wednesday, that's the 9th of July, and then it will be very quickly sped through the House of Lords. So they've got a very fast timetable, and this is why MPs, again, were very concerned yesterday, is that there isn't much time to scrutinise it properly. They've had to kind of rely on good faith in the ministers involved that this promise about taking out the elements about PIP that will stand. So yeah, it was just a very strange situation yesterday with basically the government needing to save face, I would say.
Indeed, no doubt we'll be more to talk about on this, so we will be back in touch with you as well. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.